Laudator Jesus Christus.
Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia. Our morning broadcast begins at 1:38 a.m. UTC on the 31 and 41 meter bands.
This is repeated at 3 a.m. UTC on the 19 meter band. The evening broadcast begins at 3:28 p.m. UTC on the 19 and 41 meter bands and also in the digital DRM system on the 19 meter band.
Hello and welcome to Inspiring Lives for the Year of Faith, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
Give us faith to be strong, Father, we are so weak. Our bodies are fragile and weary. And as we stagger and stumble to walk where you lead, give us faith to be strong.
You are listening to Inspiring Lives in the Year of Faith, a weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These holy people lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. Each of them responded to God's invitation to use his or her unique gifts. They are examples of great holiness and virtue, and they invite us to follow their paths to holiness. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to witness to our faith. Pope Benedict XVI canonized 7 persons on 21st October 2012 in a special ceremony at St. Peter's Square in the Vatican. In the coming weeks, we shall listen to their inspiring lives and witnessing to faith. They help us to look at our lives from God's perspective, and especially when we are celebrating the Year of Faith.
During the last 2 weeks, we listened to the inspiring and heroic life of St. Pedro Calingsod, a lay Catholic and a catechist from Cebu, Philippines, who accompanied Jesuit missionaries to the Pacific Island territory of Guam. He was martyred there in 1672 while trying to defend his fellow mission worker, a Jesuit priest now, Blessed Diego Luis de San Vitores. Calingsod was just 17 years of age when he witnessed to his faith by shedding his blood. Today we shall listen to Father Roberto Ebiza, SVD, a priest from Cebu, where St. Calingsod himself was born in 1654. Father Roberto now works as General Manager of Radio Veritas Asia in Manila, Philippines. Father Roberto, welcome to Vatican Radio. You are from the Archdiocese of Cebu. Tell us the story of St. Pedro Calingsod.
Pedro Calingsod was a young catechist. And to have a little background about the whole story is the fact that before, where he was martyred, this area now called Guam was part of the Diocese of Cebu. During that time, the Diocese of Cebu was so big. And during that time, of course, we know that the Jesuit missionaries, they trained catechists in the Diocese of Cebu. And that's how they would bring the catechists to the different areas where they would baptize. It so happened that there was already in this area Chinese traders. They were the ones who envied the Christians. And so when they were baptizing kids, but then sometimes the kids also were sick. And the Chinese, because of envy, was telling that holy water of these Christians are poisonous. And some died, no? And then some people, they thought that, yeah, maybe it could be the one. So they started to get angry with these Christians. It so happened that the one who killed them, he had a son. And then the priest was there, wanted to baptize. They don't want the child to be baptized. He left. When he came back, the priest, Father Diego, baptized his son because the mother agreed. And it was then that he attacked Father Diego and he attacked Pedro Calingsod. He opted not to leave the good Jesuit missionary priest. Before he died, he was able to pray for his persecutors, and Father Diego was able to give him the last sacrament, and then he himself was later on.
Philippines is the only Catholic country in Asia. How does the canonization of Pedro Calungsod affect the life of Christians there, especially when we are celebrating the Year of Faith?
Yeah, I think it's very important to note that the Philippines is the only Catholic country in Asia. And so this canonization is really something that bolster also our faith, and especially this year, that declaration of the Pope as the Year of Faith. So this is also a kind of a testimony, a witness of the vibrant faith in our country, the Philippines, especially since our country is being looked up in the whole of Asia as the only Catholic country in Asia. The canonization of Pedro Calungsod. This event is very important for the Filipino people because Pedro Calungsod is our second Filipino saint, and more especially for us, people coming from the south of the Philippines, because Pedro Calungsod is from the Visayan region. He belongs to then the Diocese of Cebu. And another very important thing for us is that Pedro Calungsod is a lay person, a lay catechist, and youth at that.
How does this new saint, Pedro Calungsod, impact on the new evangelization deliberated by the Synod of Bishops just recently?
I think in the context of the Philippines, we are aware that a lot has to be done in the context of the youth. This Pedro Calungsod, being a youth himself, an example in terms of dedication and witness of the Christian faith, is something that could be used to awaken in the life of the youth, especially in our country. Nowadays, it seems that the youth are, instead of getting closer to the church, they're getting away from the church. But with this example of Pedro Calungsod, that is possible. The youth can be a potent medium in terms of evangelization, and especially in terms of witnessing the faith. We have here the example of Pedro Calungsod in the face of shedding his blood for the sake of the faith. At a young age, he offered his life. So I think this is something that in the context of the youth, we can use to awaken in the youth that desire or that need to witness the faith by their own life.
How does the Catholic Church in the Philippines celebrate the canonization of Pedro Calungsod?
I tell you, it is a big event in the Philippines. This is our second Filipino saint. In the Philippines, already in the past weeks, even months, there were a lot of plans, like there are movies about this saint, there are dramas about this saint, there are musical presentations about this saint. And in the whole Philippines, for example, from the beginning, dawn, Rome time, up to the time finish of the canonization, there was live broadcast in all major TV stations in the Philippines.
That means the media also played a role in popularizing Saint Pedro Calungsod.
Exactly. For example, during the time of the canonization of Lorenzo Ruiz, our first saint, no? The media hype is not so much compared to now. Probably it's because of the development in technology also, like the leap and bounds of media. Few months back, there was already a web page, there was a Facebook account put up just to prepare and to invite people to inform about the conversation of Pedro Calungsod. From the province of Cebu, from the Arsis alone, more than 4,000 people came to Rome, just from Cebu alone. Huh? We are not even counting from the Manila area. And then we met people who are from Cebu or from the Philippines who are based in the United States, based in Australia, based in Germany. And of course, the Filipinos who are in Italy, they came in watching the celebration. I think we have the most number of participants during this canonization. I think it's very close to the mark. The biggest delegation really came from the Philippines.
You are from the same diocese where St. Pedro Calungsod was born. How does the story of Calungsod inspire you?
I'm very happy because, you know, if, for example, there is somebody who become a saint, of course, you will be happy because you're a Filipino, but coming from my province, there is an added attraction. No? So for me, I am very proud that the second Filipino saint is from my diocese, from the down south of the country, especially because Christianity in my country was started in the southern part of the country. It was started in Cebu, actually. No? For us Cebuanos, for us Filipinos, it's double importance for us because he's somebody of our own. He's one of us. No?
The story of this young saint, how does it affect the young people of Cebu today?
It's like, you know, it's something that gives you an encouragement. After all, we have somebody who really, as a young boy, he could have escaped, you know, because he was strong and agile and young, but he did not. He gave up his life because he wanted to be faithful to the priest, Father Diego, the Jesuit Spaniard who was with him, and in the end to be faithful to the gospel. So for us, here is an opportunity to see an example of somebody who had an option to run away or even to give up the faith. But no, he stayed and gave his life for the sake of the gospel.
What message do you have for our listeners?
I hope that our listeners would imitate is that his courage to stand up for the faith even in the face of death.
That was an interview with Father Roberto Ebiza Espidi, a priest from Cebu, who works as a general manager of Radio Veritas Asia in Manila, Philippines.
Give us faith to be strong, Father, we are so weak. Our bodies are fragile and weary. And as we stagger and stumble to walk where you lead, give us faith to be strong. Give us faith to be strong. Give us strength.
You have been listening to Inspiring Lives for the Year of Faith, a weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.